Nolte, CNN, MSNBC's ratings stink as Fox News soars to 5 million viewers. By John Nolte on July 29, 2024. Far-left MSNBC and CNN are so disgraced that in the heat of the hottest news cycle in recent memory neither is seeing much of a ratings bump, while Fox News is soaring to the moon. Look at this, which takes us through July 15. You combine the Republican National Convention with the assassination attempt on former President Trump and all the speculation and drama around his fraudulent and see Joe Biden possibly dropping out of the race, and look at those flat ratings. Here are the raw numbers for the week of July 15, which ended with Biden dropping out on Sunday. Only one network truly dominated during the 2024 Republican National Convention, Fox News. The network topped both the broadcast and cable nets during the convention's 4 days. The busy news week, which ended with the breaking news coverage of President Joe Biden withdrawing from this year's presidential election, added to Fox News' dominance as it saw its best week in total day and prime time since the 2020 presidential election. All this led the network to boast 70% of the audience share during primetime and 66% during the total day, the highest share in the network's history. Total primetime viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 5.001 million, 790K. MSNBC, 1.115 million, 143K. KNLAL, 1.008 million, 280K. Total day viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 2.508 million, 716K. MSNBC, 716K. 87K. KNLAL, 571K, 137K. MSNBC actually lost viewers compared to this same week last year. MSNBC's primetime total viewers declined by -7%, while the demo was up +18%. During the total day, the network was down by -8% but up by +4% in those respective categories. CNN's ratings are so terrible that the measly 1.008 million primetime number was due to a near 100% increase in primetime viewers. In primetime, CNN saw gains of +93% in total viewers and +186% in the demo. During total day, CNN rose by +34% in total viewers and +83% in the demo. When you pick up 93% more viewers and still only barely break a million viewers, you suck. Better still, the numbers for MSNBC and CNN are not due to a lack of interest in what's been happening. Fox News is attracting nearly five times, the viewers as CNN and MSNBC. So people are interested, they are just not interested in getting their fake news from two far-left outlets. And I'm not here to champion Fox News. There are some good people over there, but on the whole, I think cable news is a cancer on pretty much everything. Nevertheless, what this tells us is just how damaged MSNBC and especially CNN are. It's hard to imagine a news cycle sexier than this one. And CNN's ratings barely crack a million? If CNN were anything close to healthy, it would crack a million viewers every day and soar during major news days. Let me put it this way, CNN isn't even able to attract 2% of Hillary Clinton's 65 million voters during the biggest news events of the year. It's all pretty baffling, isn't it? Oh, wait. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. the 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The Biden sharp as attack hoax. It isn't baffling at all. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.